Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. Do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a Magic Wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the Magic Wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades, and I've been obsessed with my Magic Wand. I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago, because now there are multiple iterations of the Magic Wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the Magic Wand Rechargeable, tiny with the Magic Wand Mini, or micro. Micro is really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's PROMESCENT.com/Emily. Promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out.
One of the things that warmed my heart is, because I also go to schools and I have daughters, sons who say that, you know, I'm going to buy one for my mom because I honestly don't know if she's ever had an orgasm. And I think she needs to have one. And the fact that they're sharing that with me, I'm just like, oh my God, you know, and yeah. Or sometimes like two girls or, you know, women will come in and they're looking at this product and one of them will find out that one of them has never owned a vibrator. And they're like, oh my God, then you have to get one now. And then so suddenly she's making her first purchase, you know, in the
vibrator. Yeah. I mean, isn't it amazing when you're like, people like, oh no, they're like, oh my God, either you have the friends who are like, oh my God, you have to get one. Or they're like, the friend who's like, I don't need one.
Right.
Don't you hear that too? And you're like,
yeah, you're like, girl, you are the one who needs one.
Well, exactly. Let me gift you one, girl. And then we'll discuss it. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm joined by co-founder of Crave, T. Chang, to talk about designing sex toys and all the benefits of self-love. Plus, I'm answering your sex and relationship questions. Topics include, so what exactly goes into designing a sex toy, especially one as elegant and discreet as the Vesper necklace? How to get people over the stigmas of masturbation and using pleasure products, because hey, there's no orgasm hierarchy. You're about to be long distance. Is proposing a temporary open relationship really a good idea? And your partner is adamantly against you having toys, even for your own enjoyment. What do you do? All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, just check out Sex with Emily across the board on all social media or go to our website, sexwithemily.com. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoy the show. Tea Chang is here. She is the lead designer and co-founder of Crave Sex Toy Designer. She is bad ass, like went to school for it, was designing like hairbrushes and bikes. Then she's like, how about female pleasure? That's something I can get my head around. Let's get women to talk about sex. And it's been so fun because to watch it grow and to watch it be around so many other people's necks, especially this Vesper, and then working with you and you guys. Oh, wait, let me say this. You've got one, not two experts here in sex toys. Okay. So T, first let's talk about this, the process of like, you've probably learned so much since you do go out to women and you ask them questions about, like, what toys do you want? Like, what have you learned? Was there anything that surprised you in this research about women's sexual desire around toys
or in general? The biggest surprise, one of the questions we asked women was, have you ever faked an orgasm? 99.9999999 of women we asked all said yes. And when we asked them why, number one answer, to get it over with.
Right.
And so, yeah, so we're hearing some really surprising things. I think when it comes to actual products to support this experience. Now, what I'm going to say, I don't think it is rocket science. I think it is just so simple that I don't know why it hasn't been done. I think sometimes things are just like this. So, for example, you don't want it to make you feel embarrassed. So having a discrete aesthetic is really great. Having no cords, the USB charging is discrete charging. That's super great. Having something that's practical, that's washable, you can take it in the shower. These are all features that just seem so obvious, but yet was not in a lot of the products.
No,
that are
none
out
of
there.
Right, the product for you were like women. We don't want chargers. We want discreet. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to wash it. We want it to look great.
Right, and the way we think about products is not, oh, what are the features we want in there? But it's about the experience. Women want an experience that's easy to use. They don't want no hassle. They don't want to feel shame. There's no place for shame or embarrassment when you're using your vibrator. And if there is, there's something wrong with the product, because products can really affect how we perceive if this is okay or not and how you feel about this whole experience. So for us, it's about making this into a great experience.
Right. And it really is. Like, you just, it's delightful too, because I've gifted so many to friends, even like all of them. Yeah. Oh yeah. For years, my friends like, I still have the one you gave me years ago. Now we have the limited edition one, but they're like, wow, like it's exciting. Even if it was just jewelry, people are like, this is so beautiful, mm-hmm. like the packaging, the design. And then they're like, oh, wow, it's such a thrill to see people's faces. And that knowing that on all your other products are like mm-hmm. that, which is cool for women. But then I want to go back to one thing. I'm talking to T. Chang. She's the co-founder of Crave, Love Crave on Instagram. So now we have one that's a limited edition. Mm-hmm. And our listeners have been loving it. We love it here, our fans. And it's picking out the phrases. Like, people, we had to, like, decide what people are going to want to wear on their neck. Like, they're already wearing a vibrator. Right. Like, now we're going to add something to it.
Right. That's hard.
But though, do you like ours? I come first.
Yes.
Turn me on. Mm-hmm. And then I've got meditate, masturbate, manifest. Mm-hmm. Right?
Love.
People are, I don't know what, I know they've been selling a lot, but I don't know which. I'd love to know which phrases.
I think they're pretty close. I can check on, but I think they're all pretty close to each other.
Okay.
Just
curious. But that's been a blast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is the most, like, okay, so in the Airstream, so she's when I was 25, I went backpacking by myself through Southeast Asia for like a year with a backpack on me because I was trying to, like, find myself, and I was just like you. So you took an Airstream. Yeah, it was like my April love. But you took an Airstream that was, people could build vibrators across the country, which is just amazing. And so when women come together, I can imagine, because I just see them at parties or when I'm out or calling to the show, but they came in and they were like, wow, I want to.
Yeah.
What did they tell you about their sexuality? What did you find out?
So, I mean, honestly, anything goes. I mean, we've had events where we were so swamped, like, literally it was myself and I had to get someone to help me. And then two women just, like, somehow managed to get through the crowd, just threw me a credit card. It was like, just give me whatever you have. And I was just like, oh my God, can you be more specific? You know, or we've had couples that came in and they were really skeptical. Like, they look kind of like they're probably in their 50s and they look super conservative and they're really quiet when they came into the Airstream. And then suddenly she was like, so these are vibrators? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, okay, well, I think I'll take one of these, but I want to get something for him. He likes it in the back. Do you have any something for the butt?
Right.
And I was like, oh, we don't. But however, we do have this bullet that is, you know, a standard bullet that goes into, you know, all sorts of plugs. So, yeah, you can use that for, you know, any, you know, anal safe product. And she goes, oh, well, do you sell those? I'm like, no, we don't sell those, but you can find them on Amazon, you know. And she goes, my eyes are bad. Can you help me find it on Amazon? So I'm here in the Airstream on her Amazon, helping her to put this in her cart.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, because everyone needs this information, right? I find that I'm doing that at Safeway. Like, I'm like, okay, you need a toy. Right, you need a loop. Yeah, we get it. Like, people want to know when they can find it out, but you're in your Airstream.
Yeah, I'm
just ordering them butt plugs. You changed their life, girl.
And I was just like, do you know what size he is? Because I don't know what size he is. But yeah, so you guys should have a conversation about that. So
people need to talk about it.
Yeah. And then also, like, one of the things that warmed my heart is, because I also go to schools and I have daughters, sons who say that, you know, I'm going to buy one for my mom because I honestly don't know if she's ever had an orgasm. And I think she needs to have one. And the fact that they're sharing that with me, I'm just like, oh my God, you know. And or sometimes, like, two girls or, you know, women will come in and they're looking at this product and one of them will find out that one of them has never owned a vibrator. And they're like, oh my God, then you have to get one now. And then so suddenly she's making her first purchase, you know.
I mean, isn't it amazing when you're like, people are like, oh no. They're like, oh my God. Either you have the friends who are like, oh my God, you have to get one. Or they're like, the friend who's like, I don't need one.
Right.
Don't you hear that too? And you're like,
yeah, you're like, girl, you are the one who needs one.
Exactly. Let me gift you one, girl. And then we'll discuss it. But T Chang from Crave, I got to ask you this question: are you dating right now or single?
I'm dating right now.
You're dating. Okay.
I mean, no, I'm with someone.
You're with someone.
Yes.
Okay. But how has it been working in this industry for 10 years, being a woman who talks about sex for a living, or who's in this industry?
Yeah, I think that experience largely depends on who you're with. So, for example, if I'm going to be, like, I live in San Francisco, if I'm going to be in a, I don't know, at a bar, a bunch of tech bros, like, that's not going to go well. And oftentimes, right, if I'm in that situation, then I just don't even bother saying what I do, just because I just don't need it. Because it's like, oh, you do sex toys, you make dildos. It's like, you know,
exactly.
Or then if I'm with a group of empowered women, because there are a lot of these kick-ass women in San Francisco, then of course I tell them, you know. And so if there's been times when it's been condescending, because I've had a man tell me, like, how did you end up designing sex toys? Right. As if, like, I had no other choice.
Exactly.
And I'm like, well, I started the fucking company.
Exactly. You know?
So it's I think there are people have baggage with it.
They do.
And they project that. But then for me, I think to be in this industry, just like yourself, I mean, you just own it and you just have to have a thick skin.
Right. That's how I feel too. Like, oh, are guys intimidated or is it hard? I'm like, it's not hard because I'm actually weeding out people who can't handle it. Like,
exactly. It's almost like a filter.
It's a filter.
Yeah.
It's not going to If it's a problem, we're not going to meet. It won't be a thing.
Exactly.
Not going to worry about it.
Yeah, I remember when I was like swiping. Thank God I'm not doing that anymore. I've had someone after, you know, we matched. I don't even remember what app it was. And then he asked me what I did. And I told him because I thought he was, you know, like, of course, just like it's like a filter. And he immediately unmatched me. I was like, hey, good to know. I didn't have to get dressed up and like waste 2 hours of my time.
Didn't have to do my makeup.
Exactly.
So, oh, God, yeah. I love that we're both all about pleasure. Tell me about your pleasure manifesto.
So we just launched this pleasure manifesto. So here's the thing is that, okay, a few days ago, Mashable came out with an article that says this is the golden age of sex toys. And we cannot help but agree. And part of this is that it is like a new revolution that's kind of happening, a sexual revolution, if
you
will.
Yes, it is.
And with any revolution, you need a manifesto. So this, we create this manifesto for everyone. And it's basically reminding people to own their pleasure. And it has, you know, just sayings in there that are short and pithy, you know, that basically tells people that, look, this is your pleasure. This is, you know, own it.
It's like a, something they could get or it's a box.
So it's basically a short video that you can listen to. And to me, I like it to think of as my pleasure coach.
Okay.
Like whenever you think like you're not worthy of pleasure or like you're just like not thinking about your own pleasure, listen to this manifesto. Okay. It's like this pleasure coach that will just tell you like, girl, get it. Own it.
That's it. I just need that in my head to remind me even.
It's just an encouragement.
Even myself. Where do we find it?
Just go to lovecrave.com.
Lovecrave.com. And you can check out my Vesper also. Because people are like, what are you talking about? Sextillme.com/Vesper, V-E-S-P-R, or lovecrave.com to see their whole thing. All their things.
Go to our Instagram at lovecrave and you'll see it on our IGTV.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Because, I mean, one of the things that we do is that in addition to products is that we believe in letting people know what we believe in. And so that's why we created the pleasure, the Airstream to drive around the country. We engage with people because sometimes just having products, it's not enough. You have to engage with them. They have to actually see it.
They have to see it. That's what I think. I'm like, look at my videos then, because I feel like people do buy stuff when I talk about, but you got to look at it. Go into a store, but they often can't. So that's good. You're traveling around the country.
Exactly.
So and we're like, all wearing it if you run into us.
Exactly. Yeah. Cross swords with us.
We will cross swords. Let's cross swords and like take a picture at the break and then we're going to post it on the Instagram. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being here, T. I have to ask you 5 questions I ask all of my guests.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. What's your biggest turn on?
Oh. Biggest turn on. A smart mind.
Biggest turn off.
Close-mindedness.
What makes good sex?
Communication.
Something you tell your younger self about sex.
It'll get better.
That's the best thing ever. I hear you. Number one sex tip.
Make sure you trust them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I love. Trust is huge. It's been a big theme for me today, actually. Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing that up. T. Chang, you're awesome. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for gracing us with these beautiful necklaces, but also all the work that you're doing at Love Crave. And thank you for coming in. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into your questions. It's time for emails. I love answering your questions. That's why I exist on the planet. So if you want a question answered, go to my website, sexwithemily.com. Click the Ask Emily tab, fill out the short form, or email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. All you got to do is include your name, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. And it's totally cool if you change your name. Thanks. All right, Jamie, you want to read the emails?
Of course.
All right.
Okay, so this first one comes to us from Tyler, 35, in Wisconsin. Dear Dr. Emily, I have low self-esteem as a person. My wife wants me to be more rough and grabby, as well as talk dirty to her more. My feeble attempts haven't been enough, and it's starting to cause issues. What are some things I can do to help my self-esteem and be the person my wife is looking for? Thanks.
Okay. All right, Tyler. So here's the thing about self-esteem is that it's work, right? And I don't think that I think we all have self-doubt, negative self-talk, think that we could do better. It's part of the human condition. And so what really works on self-esteem is to really focus on you know, your own journey. I always love the idea of doing affirmations, writing down qualities that you really like about yourself, having words of affirmation that you say every single day, keeping a journal, going to therapy. Therapy has been a huge factor for me and for many people, just understanding your process, where this negative conditioning comes from, and working on being a person that you can feel great about, you know? And I feel like a lot about self-esteem, like I always say, it's an inside job. And I'm sure no matter how much you succeed and your wife tells you you're fabulous or you get a bonus at work, sometimes we just have that nagging, you know, negative tape. And so I would just say, knowing that that's something you want to work on, going easy on yourself, not being so hard on yourself. And again, for me, what's really been helpful is I have affirmations. I meditate, I read them to myself, I have things that I write, and having your voice, replacing the negative self-tape with positive affirmations really helps, and therapy. Also, going back to your wife. So I think, here's the thing, if your wife wants you to be more rough or talk dirty to her, you are not alone with feeling like, what does she mean? I really want to be that man for her, but I've never talked dirty. I've never been rough in bed. So remember, it's okay to ask her, well, babe, I want to be that great lover to you. Tell me what that looks like. How are you supposed to know, Tyler? So don't let that be another thing that you're beating yourself up for. I would ask her, what does that look like? Maybe you guys could watch some porn together, read some erotica. You know, there's a great new site we love called tryquinn.com, Q-U-I-N-N, and it's essentially audio erotica. So I feel like you need to figure out, you know, together, like what that looks like. And I think once you start to see it, talk about it, listen to it, you'll understand what she means. Also, Tyler, I want you to figure out, what do you want sexually? Now, if you just say, I just want my wife to be happy, I would say go deeper than that. What do you really want? You know, we all have our own needs and desires, and that is a journey as well. So rather than just being pleasing your wife, you know, when you guys are going down this journey of getting educated on what fulfilling each other's fantasies look like, I think that's going to be helpful for both of you, and especially for you figuring out who is Tyler as a sexual being along with your wife. So that's what's going to be the recipe for success. Thanks, Tyler.
Okay, this next one comes to us from a Sarah who's 20 in Australia. Hi, Dr. Emily. Soon I'll be going overseas for 6 months and will not physically see my boyfriend during this time. I'm hoping to purchase my first vibrator for the time that I will be away. Is there a small vibrator that is travel friendly, quiet, and suitable for a first timer that is on a budget that you would recommend? Additionally, would proposing a temporary open relationship be a terrible idea? If not, how could I go about it? He has mentioned previously that he'd be open to me experimenting with women, which I have never done before. However, I'm not sure how he would feel about this while we are apart and if I were to be with any men. Thanks for any advice.
All right, Sarah, thanks for this question. Let me start with the easy answer. Quiet travel size vibrator. I love the Bullet from Plus One, and you can get those online or at Walmart or Target, and it's only $10, and it's a great vibrator. Another thing is Crave, they're a little bit more higher price points, but Crave makes vibrators that are also quiet and discreet. And why I love them for travel is because they all are USB rechargeable. So you just plug it. I plug mine into my laptop. So that's what those are the quiet vibes I love. And also, if you go to our site and you go to the store, you can search on our store, which is a Good Vibration, powered by Good Vibrations. You can search by discreet vibrators. And so those will come up as well. You'll be able to see which ones to pick. And I know that Australia is a very big market right now, really burgeoning, growing market in the sex toy space. So you can probably find a lot of toys there. Okay, so you're 20 years old and you're going on a major adventure. So good for you for leaving your town and like leaving your boyfriend and going on a journey. And I have to say, I believe that that would be crucial for you to open up the relationship in some capacity while you're gone. Because listen, I know it doesn't, you're in love, maybe it's your first relationship, but traveling and having adventures really means that you'd want to be open to all experiences. And I think that being really tied to your boyfriend when you're gone would take a lot of, like, you know, long distance talking and calls. And while I think that's important, I believe that when you leave a country and you're going on adventure, to still have this, you know, person that you got to talk to and check in with might be taking away from some of your adventure. Okay. So whether he's the one you're supposed to be with and spend the rest of your life with, you can figure that out when you get back. So I'm a huge fan of keeping things open when you go away. Now you're the one leaving. So having this conversation with your boyfriend and saying, you know, I want to be open to women and men when I go, I doubt that he's going to feel that great about it. But I believe that it's an important conversation to have. It's not that you don't love him, but you want to be open to be able to have experiences when you're away. Now, as far as the rules around that, you know, I think it's tricky. I think that, you know, maybe he'll say, I want to hear everything that you're doing. And if he is with someone else, maybe you're going to want to hear it, but only you guys will know how that feels. Like if you came home from a night and say, hey, babe, I hooked up with someone, you know, that might not feel great. So maybe you guys in this scenario, you say, we're both open, and unless we really want to know, we can ask, but don't feel that you have to report back. So, and again, set your own rules and your own boundaries, but I think that having this conversation before you leave is great, or if you leave and realize you want to have it, that's fine too. But I think being open rather than cheating is definitely the better way to go. All right. Thank you for your question, and have a good time abroad, Sarah.
I know. I wonder if she's going overseas to America.
She's going to be in America. Get a lot of toys here. Let us know if you come to town. We got you.
Okay. This last one comes to us from Elizabeth, who is 34 in Texas. Hi, Dr. Emily. What should I do if I want to try sex toys, but my male partner is adamantly against it? He's worried about me enjoying the toys more than him and that I will replace him. He has banned me from having absolutely any toys, but I honestly think it will spruce up our sex life. I masturbate often because my libido is significantly higher than his. He doesn't like me doing that either, but I do because I enjoy it. Should I respect him and keep away from toys?
Elizabeth, all right. Thanks for this question. Listen, I believe that pleasure is your birthright. It's all of our birthright. We are allowed to masturbate and give ourselves love. And it's a really important part of being a sexually healthy person, whether you're a man or a woman or however you identify. We need to keep our pilot light lit and to keep it going. So I understand that he has a lower libido and feels like he can't keep up. And so for him, a way to keep control is him by saying, oh, I don't want you to do toys, or I don't want you to masturbate, which honestly, as a sex doctor, I do not advocate for this. I believe that you need to keep your sexual energy going, and you need to masturbate as much as you want to. So again, I think he's against it because it's a threat. So I believe that having a really healthy conversation with him, and again, this has to be an ongoing conversation about your sexual health and how it's really important for you to continue to have, you know, pleasure, you know, not just because he has a low libido, but just because it's important for all women, all men. So I think that, you know, definitely toys are a huge part of it. So many women can only orgasm with toys, which is fine. Remember, there's no like hierarchy of orgasms. Like if you have it with your hand or a penis, it's a far superior orgasm. For many women, it doesn't even happen that way. Definitely doesn't happen with a penis for most women, but I believe that there's a threat here. So if you know, want to stay with your partner, you love your partner, he needs to understand the importance of pleasure and masturbation for being sexually healthy. But what else does he need? Like if he has a low libido, I believe that's something to look into. Is he depressed? Is he going through a time right now where is he taking medications? You know, what can he do for his own sexual health rather than, you know, yelling from the front lines, you shouldn't be masturbating? Like what is he doing to keep his part of the commitment, even to himself and to you in the relationship? So, and I have to tell you this, there's a lot of men I hear from who are like, I don't want my partner to have toys, or I want to police this. And I'm telling you, once partners start to use toys within their sexual relationship, they seem to be way less intimidated by it. Like once he sees it, because maybe you could use a toy together, most couples I find realize, oh, wow, that's really hot. It actually enhances intimacy to bring a toy in the bedroom with your partner. You know, toys can feel great for men too. So I feel like what I'm hearing is he needs a little bit better understanding of women's health and pleasure and how toys kind of factor into the mix. And by you masturbating often, it's better for your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health. And so what I recommend is for many couples to sit down and listen to these podcasts together. It's been really helpful for couples. Maybe if he's a reader, you can find some articles that would help him realize that. We've got a ton on our website at sexwithemily.com. But I don't think that you should feel bad and for apologizing for what you desire in the bedroom at all. Okay, thanks for your question, Elizabeth. you like the show, I would love if you guys gave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Even just 5 stars or write a review. Super helpful for us and for the show. And we bring you 3 podcasts a week and we want to continue doing that. So thank you for your support of the show and for being you and for emailing in and being vulnerable and asking your questions. Thanks to my awesome team, Ken, Kristen, Elisa, Michelle, Heather, producer Jamie. I love you, girl. And Michael. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.